Tennessee Sports Show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
Yes! January 23rd, very special day for me. The woman that gave birth to me, it's her birthday today.
Aw, she got a Capricorn? You know all the astrology.
Is she? What is she? I don't know. Is that a Capricorn?
I thought so. All right, isn't January Capricorns?
I know December is. Like the 24th, like my wife I think is it's like, a Capricorn. She's the 24th. She's Christmas Eve.
I think it's like end of December, early January is Capricorn.
Ooh.
I
don't know. Like, see, my wife's the big horoscope and what zodiac signs?
Yeah, my girl is too. And that's why I'm like, I feel like this is some deep.
Is she a Capricorn?
My girl?
Yeah.
No, she is a Virgo and she will let you know it every single time. Chance she gets.
Yeah, they usually do, don't they?
Yeah.
See, now I know that from my wife. So, I'm just saying. All right, we're going to have a high today of 59 in our Fairburg of Austin. It's a little gloomy, though. Got a little bit of overcast, man. But it's been freezing the past couple of days.
I had to bring a heavy jacket out today, bro. I got
what
the whole...
What is that? Do you hear that?
Yeah, I think... Is that your computer? Or you got some ads going, bro?
Got ads.
We ain't even getting paid for that.
I know.
Come
on, Wags. I'm trying to stop it. All right, here we go. Back. Welcome back. All right, by the way, it is the Wagner Wire. 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. You know it's the Wagner Wire because you hear ads popping off on my computer. My computer's never on mute.
There you go. That's on the side. That's how we make a little bit of extra
well,
pocket
no,
cash.
No, it's usually because I'm recording commercials and sending them to Dave Howard and everything. So
I got forget. You.
And the only time I open this bad boy up anymore is because, you know, I'm laying down. Actually, no, I'm using it a lot more these.
The hub?
Yeah,
you feel lonely these days?
No,
you already said, yeah, it's too late. No take
backs. That's jumping to conclusions. That's what's that guy's name on Office Space with the jump to conclusions map?
Is that Tom? Oh, yeah.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom. That is the worst idea. Anyways, welcome to the Wagner Wire. We got a lot to talk about. Coming in hot just in a few minutes, and we got a lot to talk about here. Al Walsh jumps on 9:30 at the bottom of the hour. Give us a little bit of all the nuggets that we need for betting and stuff. It's still a big divisional slate here. Saturday was nuts. I mean, both of them. The top seeds in the NFL gone in the AFC and gone in the NFC. We got a lot to talk about. Field goal. And who says kickers aren't important? Rookie kicker, man. Rookie
That's
kicker.
Right,
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Bengals. And, I mean, we will definitely be talking about them in a few seconds here. Smash or pass coming up at the turn here, going into the quarter of the hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking more NFL. We got the divisional slate for Sunday, and we'll be rocking that out. Texas beats OU 56, or excuse me, they usually beat OU. Texas beat Oklahoma State 56-51. We got to talk about that. Got to clean some things up. I don't know how we won. It squeezed one out, held the Pokes off, but still able to salvage one and get to 14-5. Love to see that. Beard looked a little frustrated yesterday. We'll have to break that down a little bit. Level up at 10:45. Get you ready at the turn going into the third hour for Who Do You Love, the signature segment of the Wagner Wire. And we got Justin the Smash Simmons coming in any time now. He's actually stuck in the marathon. So he's been trying to get here, but there's a marathon being ran in Austin.
I was wondering, because I was coming
there's
here from
water,
downtown. Everything's all blocked off up there. I had to take a whole nother route and figure out a new way to come here that I never even knew about. It was really annoying.
So do you know what this entails? Like where they're going in the marathon? Like how much... spread they're covering in our burg?
I did not know we were doing a marathon. Do we do this every year? I've lived here my whole life. This tells you how active I am, right?
You know what? Maybe it's been canceled the past 2 years because of COVID.
Okay. That would be nice. I'm ready to get back to no traffic, dude. And it's, that means no roads blocked off either.
Wait, what do you mean? It would be nice to get... What are you talking about?
Cancel it all. Cancel it all, dude. Just shut it down. I miss my 10-minute commute, dude.
Hold on. Now, I will be one of those people that will argue that running is a sport.
Yeah. Oh,
for
yeah.
For sure. Like, it's more than just an Olympic event. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta let the runners have their events, too.
Can you name a single runner that isn't Usain Bolt, though, now that I'm thinking about it?
Oh, man.
Not Usain Bolt. One other.
Come on, man.
I can't. Hold on, man.
Hold on. I will.
And 40-yard dash competition doesn't count. That doesn't make them a runner.
Jackie Joyner Kersee?
Is that a guy?
No.
Oh, you know who I just thought of?
A lady.
But it's like a dead name, I guess. Bruce Jenner, right?
That's a swimmer?
Was he a swimmer?
That's a swimmer, yes.
Wait, Bruce Jenner was a swimmer?
Yes.
Bro, what?
Yes. In the pool, man.
Dude, I never even knew.
Yeah, Phelps beat him, man.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, well, I mean, he beat his records.
Okay. I thought you were saying they were even swimming at the... I was like, dude, I fell asleep and went into the Twilight Zone or something's happening right now where this is not the same reality I was in a second ago.
Not at all. Not at all. We got a lot going. Let's come in hot real quick. Let's come in hot. Because we got a lot to talk about. Yeah, so before you pump the brakes on me. Oh, you can leave it up for a little bit, Sammy. Oh, yeah. It's clean, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Cincinnati Bengals will win the Super Bowl this year.
Really?
Yes.
What?
And here is why. They have a defense that can stifle the 49ers because I believe that the 49ers have a solid chance to go to the Super Bowl and represent the NFC now. And not just because they beat Green Bay, it's because they can win in multiple ways. I saw Mike Shanahan put Trent Williams in the backfield and used him basically as a pulling guard. Sure, he lined up at fullback, but that was schemed so that he could have three pulling guards rocket into the same whatever hole you want to, we used to call that the four hole, but it's right where the trap usually happens, or a counter usually happens, right in the five gap, or right in the B gap, in the five technique. He trapped the tackle. Yeah, actually, what they did was they trapped the tackle, blew up the linebacker, and blew up the safety coming in to try and stop it as well for reinforcement. Brilliant scheme by Mike Shanahan. But anyways, back to the AFC. The Bengals will represent the AFC. It will not be the Buffalo Bills. Well, we still have to see this game, you know, unfold and play out between the Bills and the Chiefs. But the Bengals are hot. The Bengals can score in multiple ways. They have a defense, by the way, that if they even had Joseph Osai, would be even better because Joseph Osai, Texas Longhorn, got hurt. So wait until he comes back into the fold. This team is nasty, and it got nasty quick.
You're saying their defense might win them that game, but with... I mean, the Packers and 49ers last night was an incredibly defensive game.
100%. And due to inclement weather, have to factor that in. And by the way, as we're talking about that, the more more snow and hellacious that the environment's got, I knew that it was going to go to San Francisco, ironically. Here's why. They're more of a running-based team, right? Like, don't get me wrong. The Packers can run with Jones, but Shanahan is the best run schemer in the NFL. That is bar none. That you can argue it to your blue in the teeth if all you want, but I'll still come up on top saying that Shanahan can scheme. And he proved it. He reinforced it last night by putting Trent Williams as a fullback. And sure, it was a goal line situation, or not a goal line situation, but a short yardage situation. But he schemes for purpose. It doesn't matter what you do. It's all about execution. If you execute the play, you're going to get what you're designed to get, and it was 3 yards. He got four. He's got tremendous running backs. I don't want to say it's a plug and play system for his running backs because that takes a lot of credit off of the running back skill because they're all skillful. All the running backs that come in there are skillful, but as that game progressed to get worse, or as the game digressed rather in weather and just got worse and more inclement. I had the feeling that San Francisco was designed for more of that type of game. I mean, you got George, you got a better tight end that can win you the tough yardage down the middle. You got Deebo Samuel, who you've made into the Swiss Army knife of the NFL. It looked to me like as it got worse, as more snow got on the field, advantage San Francisco, which was so crazy to think because they're from the Bay.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, did you hear about Tom Brady apparently telling Jimmy G, wear a wetsuit under all your gear? Because I guess that's what Brady does. Yeah, they were talking about this on the pregame yesterday. But he told him to wear a wetsuit, and apparently he didn't do it. So, of course, everyone's trying to blow it up like it's this, oh, diss to Tom Brady, oh, I don't know what he thought, whatever. It's not that. He just didn't want to wear a wetsuit because that's weird. And that's got to throw you off a little bit, too, if you're...
Well, I mean, I've never wore a wetsuit, to be honest with you, and I lived in Hawaii, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would feel like that would be sticky, right? It would feel like it would be restricting, would it not?
If it's not wet, though, would it be sticking? Because at that point, because it's just for the cold, is what he's saying. You know what I mean? To cut that, because it's for that low water, cold, wet.
But wouldn't Thermagear just work as well?
I don't know, man. That's why I'm saying it's weird that's his little, you know, I mean, everyone says he's the GOAT, bro. I mean,
Tom
maybe
Brady would know he's been in Foxborough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, he knows what he's doing.
But so was Jimmy GQ. Like, Jimmy GQ was in Foxborough under the tutelage of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And McDaniel.
So.
And by the way, do you think Bill Belichick is the king of selling high? Like, he sold Garoppolo when we only saw, like, flashes of greatness in the Patriots scheme under McDaniel at that time. Well, it's still under McDaniel, but...
I think he might be, honestly. Yeah, because he's gotten out good a couple times
like
that.
I mean, he only got a second-round pick for Garoppolo, I think. I'd have to go back and look that up, but I'm pretty sure it was just a second-round pick. But still, I mean, to get a second-round pick off of just seeing a little bit of flashes and not even seeing the full tape of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to know a little bit that what we're seeing, the fruition of Jimmy Garoppolo come unfold here. I mean, because he looked bad. Yeah, I mean, hold on, man. I'm going to walk. That weather was pretty bad. I mean, it was zero. It felt like zero, right? That's what it said on the TV. So
yeah, it did not look fun.
The wind was howling.
Every time they zoomed out and you could see the snow coming by the stadium lights, you know, because you can't see it quite the same on the field. But the stadium lights just illuminates everything, and it looked miserable out there.
I'll tell you that I'd rather be cold more than hot, like, because you can always get warm.
Yeah,
but when you're wet and cold, and maybe that's what Tom, like, to Tom Brady's point, wear a wetsuit, because when you're wet and cold, you're miserable. You are absolutely miserable.
I've lived here my whole life, so I didn't realize that. I was talking to Kevin one time, and he was telling me about how when you start sweating in New York, that's when you're really bad off. Yeah. Everyone there knows, like, you can't start sweating, because then, like you said, you're cold and wet.
Because right. unless you have a Thermagear underneath of it to keep you insulated and keep you warm.
Yeah.
To sop that sweat up? You know what I mean? To absorb that sweat.
Dry up the
basically.
Swamp.
But yeah, to dry it up nonetheless. I don't know. You are really bad off, because if you're wearing a cotton layer, because the same thing, it's not as bad or brutal in Maryland, but in New York, I've never been there in the wintertime. I've only been there in the summertime, and it's hot.
Are you a Long John guy?
No, I don't wear Long Johns. I used to. when I was a kid.
I was going to say, I don't know why, but you strike me as like a Long John guy.
Why, just because I have a beard?
No, I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just that, like, military background. I feel like you're going with the classics.
No,
you know what I mean?
Fleece. I'm a fleece guy.
Okay.
I appreciate fleece a lot.
The soft?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I like my blanket. I like my blanket a lot. Anyways, man, we're happy you're here with us on the Wagon Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Yeah, coming in hot, the Bengals, and it's not because they beat the best team in the AFC. It's not because I didn't feel like the Titans were the number one, should have been the number one seed. I just felt like that's how it turned out in an 18-week unpredictable season.
Well, that's because San Francisco was a wild card too, right?
Yeah, getting in. I mean, and Sam, they mentioned it a little bit in the post game, but it does have a feeling of the team like the Giants when they got hot going into the wild card. I mean, just sneaking in, getting in 2011. I mean, just barely grazing, getting in, and then going on that run. Excuse me, not 2011, 2007. Going on that run and what, beating the Packers like the San Francisco 49ers did in Green Bay. I mean, it does feel like that. They're just getting hot at the right time. They're not built that way like the Giants were, because the Giants still had Plexico Burress. They had a way to air it out, and I don't. Eli Manning is a way better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. Fight me on that. I'll win. In words, literature. Let's have a literature argument and fight.
If you want to throw hands, I'll throw hands with anyone.
No, I don't,
so that's,
I don't know how to throw hands.
Not so. You. Not you. I'm saying whoever. I'll take the battle for you.
Don't mess with my producer. Yeah, I don't know. I've been dealing with pacifism ever since having.
What is that motion? Ever since having. What is. What?
Stormbreaker and Mjolnir.
Okay. You know, that is even, not how I took
yeah,
that.
You shouldn't.
That was.
I'm feeling the power.
You were holding a stick, but I didn't think it was a Stormbreaker stick.
Not what we're talking about here. Anyways, we've got some good games coming up today. The Rams and Buccaneers. I guess we won't have Battle of the Bays like we thought was going to go down for the NFC, so that's going to be tough. Bills and Chiefs. I'm more intrigued with this Bills-Chiefs game over the Rams and Buccaneers. I feel like we just saw that because we did. I mean, to me, I'm loving Bills-Chiefs more. I think you got – I don't want to say it's better quarterback play because – that's all four of these teams have great quarterbacks, and that's what you need in the NFL today if you want to survive and get there. I mean, take note of it. Look at the Bengals. They drafted Joe Burrow 2 years ago. And by the way, I thought they made a mistake by not taking Penei Sewell. I thought for sure they should have taken him instead of Ja'Marr Chase. They take Ja'Marr Chase, and now he's, I mean, the only rookie to go to have over 100 yards in both in both playoff games. I will never second-guess NFL front office people anymore because apparently they know what they're doing a lot more than I know what I'm doing.
Well, we
I
knew
just
that.
Figured, well, for sure, but I mean, I just figured you needed to protect your quarterback, right? You needed to protect your franchise quarterback that you just went out and got in the first round. I don't know, man. But they go and they get Ja'Marr Chase, and now they have they just have an arsenal of weapons that they can work with here. You can always – I don't want to say always because – I feel like the free agency pool is either hit or miss, but I feel like most of the time you can find yourself decent linemen, decent offensive linemen in free agency. And I don't want to take away from offensive linemen and say they're a dime a dozen, but I mean, there's usually you can find some really good ones to plug the holes up in the middle for either guard or center. Tackles are usually harder to come by. That's why I was really big on Penei Sewell. So, but anyways, it looks like the Bengals know what they're doing. They advance, and we'll see who they play between the Bills and the Chiefs. But anyway, we got to go to break here, and when we come back, maybe we'll have Smash. Maybe he's past the marathon. I don't know, but we'll definitely have Al Walsh on.
That's... Maybe he joined. It might be faster.
I can't see Smash. What's this? Oh, that looks cool. Oh man, I want to go run. Hold on, let me find a place to park my car. All right, man. What's this for? What are we doing this for? Right on. Cool. Community. All right. Anyways, this is the Wagnermeyer, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, we got Al Walsh putting all the green in your pocket. It's the Wagnermeyer, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
La da da dee. Oh, ooh. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire. Ooh, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Don't ask me where I was going with that, man.
You turned into like Adam Sandler for a second. I don't know.
I was seeing Mr. Doom, you know what I mean? I was seeing MR, you know what I mean? MF Doom.
I thought you were going to give us your best like Meatloaf impression, you know.
Oh,
in
yeah,
his honor.
Shout out to Meatloaf. Shout out to Louis Armstrong,
yeah,
too, or not
too.
Louis Armstrong, but Louis
Anderson.
And Louis Anderson, yes. Louis Armstrong's been gone.
Been croaked.
Been croaked.
But I watched Life with Louie growing up. I thought it was funny back in the
day. Man, there's, you know what I'm talking about? Like, there's, you know, already a lot of people leaving us. 2022, it sucks. But that's just life, homie. You know what I'm saying? That's just, it's why, you know, they say, some people argue and say life isn't precious. Bullcrap. Life is precious, man. Every day we have here with each other. That's what it's all about, dude. What it's all about. Make a count, man. Get the win. Let's get the win right now and go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline and welcome on our guy Al Walsh, who always gets the win. Our Bayonne's own Al Walsh. He's our obligatory go-to. We welcome him on right now to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. What's going on, brother? How's everything on the East Coast? How you feeling?
I was freezing, trying to rebound from last night's debacle. Me and Sam were talking about that there before the break. Just, you know, 2-1 seeds just choking away their seasons in the final stages of the game. And, you know, I lost some money because of it. But I did have Packers first half last night, which was also a miracle cover. So, you know, not a totally crippling day for the bank account, but – you know, we got some work to do today, of course.
So where are you at right now in terms of Aaron Rodgers? Does he come back or is this a package deal? Does it really matter if Devontae Adams is coming back too? I mean, he said last night in postgame that he would love to be a part of the Packers rebuilding season as long as they think that he's good enough to come back. And I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, surely Aaron Rodgers is good enough to lead the Packers in a rebuild. He's still at the top of the pantheon in terms of quarterback play in the NFL. Devontae Adams, I believe, is the best wide receiver in the NFL at the moment. And it would be in the best interest, it would be advantageous of the Packers to sign them both. I just don't know if it's possible.
Yeah, I don't know that he was necessarily saying that he's out the door, but you know, if you want me to walk back in the door, he was basically saying, you know, let's get some contracts done. Let's bring some people in here because, you know, that's typically been the case or that hasn't been the case in Green Bay where they kind of leave Aaron holding the bag. I mean, you know, I guess if I'm going to get left holding the bag, I'd like to have Devontae Adams there alongside me.
Right.
You know what I mean, right?
Like, yeah, give me some weapons. If I'm going to have to fight, man, give me a hill to stand on. Give me something to, you know, give me a fighting chance.
Green Bay is just not putting the best product out there year after year. And, you know, it's fine. I mean, obviously, like, you know, Packers Twitter last night kind of embarrassing themselves, just, you know, going off the rails on a lot of different things. But, you know, I don't think that this is going to be the same team. And, yeah, I mean, again, I don't think necessarily it was Rodgers saying he's gone. But, you know, knowing how the situation's gone over the last few years, I wouldn't be surprised to see him in another uniform next season either. Either Denver or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think Denver is probably the more accurate spot. But to me, I would think Steelers would probably be the best fit for Aaron Rodgers. I think they just have more weapons that he can work with at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You get T.J. Watt on the defensive end, Aaron Rodgers with all those weapons on the offensive side. That could be a beautiful thing for sure.
How do you guys feel about Indy as a potential stopping spot for Aaron Rodgers?
I think Indy's got what they need with Sam Ellinger.
Yeah.
I'm serious, man.
Going homer.
Okay. I'm a homer for sure.
Honestly, it'd be a great landing spot for him, right? That's one of the best rosters in all of football. And, you know, you kind of just and that was a very disappointing end to the season for Indianapolis as well. So, you know, listen, any team that Rodgers goes to, he's going to make them instantly Super Bowl contenders. But, you know, I guess just how much of a Super Bowl contender with the different weapons. But all those teams that we mentioned would be great landing spots, and he'd be happy in either one of those.
All right, Walsh, but what are we looking at today in your bag of goodies?
Woo! All right, Rams at Bucks, first game today. Bucks favored by 2.5 points. Listen, I don't think I'm going to bet on this game today. Just sort of looking at the injury reports here and kind of what they've done during the weekend. It looks like the center, Ryan Jensen, he's going to play. That looks to be the case. While Tristan Wirfs, I mean, you know, I was actually watching some video of him right now during the week practicing. You know, he's just very ginger on the ankle. A couple of the Bucs writers made note of the fact that the Buccaneers did not elevate anybody off their practice squad or, you know, make anybody make an extra lineman active. So that does mean that, you know, one of the two is likely to play. It's probably Jensen. Maybe Wirfs suits up. You know, they try to stick him out there for a couple plays, see how that ankle holds up. But, you know, last week, that last play that he had where he gave up the sack and, you know, his ankle just didn't kind of hold up, didn't look great. So, again, listen, if he's out there and he gets that super mojo, they give him the right shot in the ankle. I mean, of course you'd love to have Tristan Wirfs out there. But, you know, I think we have to be realistic about this. It's also worth noting, too, the Rams are going to be without their left tackle, Andrew Whitworth, today. So the only game that Stafford played this season without Whitworth was that game against Baltimore. And that's a shoddy defense. Stafford still threw three interceptions that day, got off to a really, really slow start there in the first half. So that's certainly something to be interested in today. I think if I'm going to make a play or make the smartest choice out there available, I think Buccaneers money line might be the way to go today. I do think
Homer.
I know last night we yeah, I know. What do you want me to say? But no, listen, I think now that Rodgers and the Packers are out of the playoffs, you know, Brady and his guys realize that they have a golden opportunity to host the NFC Championship game next week. Winner of this game does just that. So listen, Brady in the playoffs, we all know, is a different animal. I know that the Rams have beaten the Buccaneers in two straight games. They won last year on Monday Night Football. They won this season in week three back in L.A. So, you know, there's a little bit of revenge narrative here, too, for Brady. I kind of see this being a lower-scoring game. I know we saw two lower-scoring games yesterday, and we're ready to see some points,
now-
but –
Hold on. Are you really ready to see some points? I actually enjoyed that game. I thought that was a really good throwback to some good nostalgic 90s football.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would have been better if the Packers won by four or more points.
Yeah.
But, yes, it was a great game.
No, I mean, I did. I enjoyed it. I just loved the pageantry of it. I loved how the snow was actually starting to come down. It was traditional, man. It was like Lambeau Field of old, man. Green Bay of old, where the snow was coming down, and very tough to play in. You had, you know, inclement weather. Yeah, it was like
the
frozen tundra was coming to life, man.
Yeah, no, it was certainly cool. The on that block punt last night, where the 49ers tied up the game. The Packers center basically just rolled out a red carpet for 94 is the guy who got the block. I don't know who that is, but basically, like, just got absolutely trampled on his way to the punter there. So that's what led to that whole debacle. But yeah, what a night.
Did you see where the Packers only had 10 men on the field for that final play on special teams?
I did.
I was
just
like,
mailing it in. Last play
pros.
Of the season. Way to go, guys.
Pros.
Go.
Yeah. Pros. All right, cram it up your cramp hole of floor. All right, so Packers are out. We're not going to have the Battle of the Bays, that's for sure. Walsh, so what are you feeling like? So I don't know if you got to hear my coming in hot segment. I feel like the Bengals, and not just because they beat the Titans last night, I feel like the Bengals are the team to beat. I feel like they can beat your Bucks. I feel if your Bucks, you know, can do the deed and get past the Rams today, which I think they do. I like your money line pick here. I think Matt Stafford has just not been the quarterback that he was in the first 10 weeks of the season. Like, he has been on a slope.
And I think, too, you know, teams get more film. They get more opportunities to start seeing some of these teams. I mean, last week's game against the Cardinals was an absolute whitewash. The Cardinals might as well have not even stepped off the damn plane, right? So how does that tie into today's game, right? The Buccaneers, they played a game that was, you know, somewhat competitive, right? So you just wonder, all right, are the Rams coming to this game sleepwalking? Like, as I mentioned, they beat the Bucs in two straight meetings. Maybe they come in a little cockier. Don't forget, it's the West Coast team traveling to the East Coast. The time difference shouldn't matter in this one with their biological clocks. But, you know, again, anytime you got to fly across the country, it's not easy to play.
No, I'm with you there, man. I'm definitely with you. So what'd you think overall over the Saturday slate? Were you know, besides losing money, man, like, I know that, you know, that sucks, dude. But, I mean, overall, man, I was a little worried. I didn't feel like we were going to get actually that good of a product. But the Bengals coming out, and I honestly thought that the Titans could possibly destroy the Bengals, Walsh. And that, now, I mean, maybe that's why I'm just on the Bengals train. And, I mean, I thought, you know, King Henry coming back, you know, Derrick Henry coming back would, I didn't think that he'd get all the payload, but I thought that it would open things up over, you know, vertically for Tannehill, and I did not see Ryan Tannehill having a game like that. That was an awful game.
He started off well. He had that nice touchdown pass, and it was like all downhill after that.
I mean, but especially like after Tennessee's defense, like 9 sacks. You sacked Joe Burrow 9 times.
Ridiculous.
And you lost the game?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Not only that, like A.J. Brown had a great night. You know, you just wasted a lot of great opportunities. But the one thing where you got to give credit, right, and it's so funny because all throughout the season, you know, I was a very big proponent of the Bengals defense and, you know, how they stepped up at numerous times throughout the season. I just did not see them stopping the run. And I would have liked to see a little more of your guy's boy, Deonta Foreman, former Texas guy there. And we, you know, he broke off some huge runs yesterday. It really seemed to give the Titans some, you know, some momentum going forward. And yeah, it just, you know, Tannehill, couple of times. I gotta say too that interception at the time that it happened, I was like, you know, saying some very choice words about Mr. Tannehill and the rest of the family. However, that was a nice play by the Bengals defender. He got his hand in there before. You know, like the ball was right getting in there on the Titans receiver there. So, you know, you got to give the Bengals a lot of credit. I too thought the Titans were going to absolutely roll over the Bengals in this one. But, you know, it's funny. Sometimes, you know, you see the way that the money's going and this and that.
Yeah.
Like the Titans actually, you know, they went from 3-point favorites, 3.5-point favorites to 4 right before kickoff. So, you know, that looked like it was going to be a big thing. And then, you know, too, in the second game, I thought the 49ers were going to absolutely get steamrolled by the Packers. You know,
right.
I thought that rest. So, you know, I guess the better question now, 18-game season, bye week, you know, going forward, is that really the best thing?
I'm not a fan, Walsh. I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. I don't know if it's just because of the COVID situation and just the inconsistency within the rosters, but as of right now, I like the 17-week season better.
Yeah, you know, I think, too, you know, you got to put some of that on some of the coaches. And, you know, Mike Vrabel's been doing a good job in Tennessee, but when they get to the playoffs, it's like they're stuck in the mud with the tires spinning. So, I don't know. They got to figure out what's going wrong for them. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, like in fantasy football, for instance, right, I love getting that bye week because I just automatically go to the round of 4, you know. So that's how these teams got to look at it is – you know, it is a gift. It shouldn't be a detriment, right? Like you were the first place team in your conference at the end of the season. That should be rewarded. That should be, you know, taken advantage of, whatever the case is, right? But, you know, these teams don't want to waste this stuff. And, you know, it's very disheartening.
All right, brother. Well, we got to get to the break here in just a couple of minutes, man. You got any unsaved rounds that you got to get out of here?
Yeah, of course, man. Buffalo against KC. Absolutely love the Bills today. I think you can go with them on the money line. This line is all the way down to 1 now in favor of the Chiefs. And this opened 2.5. We've seen it go down incrementally. 2, 1.5. Now we're down to 1. So, that's probably got a lot to do with the Bills money that's coming in here. A lot of hashtag Bills by a billion is trending right now on Twitter. And those people obviously copied me because I've been saying Bills by a billion all week. But this should be a very fun game today. But I think the Bills get this done ultimately. They waltzed right into KC, dominated earlier this season. I believe that was week 5, week 6. And, you know, and look, Bills, they're just hot right now. I think I don't think that we're going to have too many bad weather conditions. But, of course, I think I'd rather have Josh Allen in this sort of January climate rather
right.
than Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'm with you there. Now, I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes doesn't know how to win in the cold. It gets cold in Arrowhead. We all know that. It can build up the snow there. And the Midwest is definitely known for being cold. But I'm with you. I just think the bitterness, like the we were talking about it a little bit in the first segment, like being wet and cold is just a miserable feeling that you can't get out of your bones. And that's why Tom Brady recommended the Jimmy GQ wear the wetsuit. So
yeah,
the goat knows, bro. The goat knows.
Imagine Brady's got the wetsuit on in Tampa just to like throw everybody off. Like, oh, what's happening here? I don't know. But no, you think about it. Like Josh Allen has played in some of the nastiest games this season.
And also, so, I mean, didn't he? He played in Montana or Wyoming, right?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah, that boy, he knows how to, you know, be out there on the farm planes, you know, taking the fences up and putting them in and all that. He knows exactly what's going out there on the plane.
Mainly it's the wind, too, dog. Like, the wind is the most atrocious factor in terms of football. Like, we all know that. Like, and he's got the arm strength to cut through the wind. That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually, you know, temperatures shouldn't matter too much today. We're going to see a low of, I think, what, 31 today out there in Kansas
City?
Yeah,
anywhere between 31 to 34.
End of the game, you got a couple 10-mile-an-hour winds, but it should be a decent day out there in Kansas City. Looking forward to that game for sure.
All right, brother, man. Any last thing? We got to go to break, bro.
Nah, that's it. Tune in on YouTube. Subscribe to the Sharp App channel. I'll be hosting the Countdown to Kickoff show. I'm going to have my man BC, a.k.a. The Man, on today. Only guest on today, but listen, Brett gets a lot of words in, so we're going to be just fine with only one guest today. Sharp App YouTube channel. That's where you find us, 12 o'clock noon Eastern, baby.
Walsh is going to tweet it out at 14a.walsh, and I'll retweet it as well on the Wagon Wire and on the Horn tweet or on the Horn Twitter as well. Hey, Walsh, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We always appreciate, man, the obligatory go-to, dude.
You got it, brother. Good luck today, guys.
You too, man. Be well. Good luck to your Bucks. And there he goes, man. Walsh, best in the business, man. Hey, we got to get off the air, too, and come back. When we do come back, it's Smash or Pass. It's the Wagon Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com.
To the Wagner Wire. Here's Wags.
All right, welcome back to the Wagner Wire. Specs text line chirps off here. Man, is that the only commercial you have? Do you know which one they're referencing? Do we only have?
I feel like we have tons of commercials.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot.
Like a good variety.
I don't know, man. This guy's saying he only hears one commercial. I don't know. I'm looking, and then I said, "Is it stupid of me to ask which one?"
If you tell me which one it is, I'm gonna play it all morning.
If it's the only commercial we have, I should know which one it is, right?
Well, I'm just saying that if the listener does tell us which one, you're gonna hear it so much more.
It's definitely
bro.
Not Tom McCain audiovisual consultations. We haven't heard Tom McCain audiovisual consultations yet. The number one business provider or the number one audiovisual automation business in the Austin Central Texas area for 31 years. I don't know why people aren't hearing those commercials. They should be popping, especially they should be in the log here during this show. That's not on you. I'm just saying, I don't know why we should definitely have some Tom McKay commercials. But
I definitely agree with you.
Thank you, Justin. Justin's here. Time for Smash or Pass. Ba-da-dan, da-da-dan.
Welcome to America's favorite radio game show, Smash.
We don't control the
pass.
Commercials here,
today's
okay? We don't do that here. Sam, we just say hi.
And all of you.
But, like, they're
now,
here and they're
here's
here.
Your host, Justin. The Smash Simmons.
You know, but this I'll take segments with commercials like right in the middle of it. I'm cool with that too.
I love commercials.
Yeah, I was like, they pay for a
they
lot
do.
Of nice
they,
things.
That's what I'm saying. That's if we are just getting one, I'd like to have a lot more just so we can get a lot more money here.
Yeah,
so
I'm not hating
the more
on
commercials, the better.
Yeah, so I'm with you. We should have more variety during.
What
during
do
the
we
segments.
Got here for Smash or Pass?
All right, so we'll start off with an easy one, right? Considering the 49ers won yesterday, smash or pass, the Niners messed up by drafting Trey Lance.
No.
So you pass him?
Pass.
Okay, so despite the fact that Jimmy G has him in this position, and obviously the rest of the
Jimmy
play.
Jimmy GQ did not play well last night.
He did not, but do you feel that Trey Lance would have done the same? Only that he's more athletic and probably would have been a benefit to that team considering the conditions?
No, I can't say that because it was a big game and Jimmy GQ's been there before and Trey Lance has not. Now, we got to take inclement weather in consideration. We also got to take Jimmy GQ's hand in consideration as well. Or
and
his
he didn't wear the wetsuit?
Didn't wear the wetsuit, like Tom said. That's a tough hypothetical because there's a lot of unproven factors there.
Totally understandable, but you're a solid pass, though.
I'm a solid pass.
Sam, what says you?
I'm going to have to pass on this one, too, because I feel like, I mean, if they've made it this far, they're clearly doing something right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But is it in because of Jimmy G or in despite Jimmy G?
I would say it's because not because of Jimmy G, but it's not like he's not doing anything to restrict them from getting there. I mean, his solid quarterback play has allowed them to get to where they're at, but their pedigree, like their identity, their team identity is run-based defense, come at you, get after you on the front four, and then pound it down your throat.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw Trent, and I said this in the first segment, we saw Trent Williams move into the backfield as a fullback, shift over to the weak side of the formation, and then get a running start in motion, a pulling guard.
I know exactly what play you're talking about. I love that type of play calling that coaches are willing to take chances.
That is their identity.
And that's what they should have been doing like 20 years ago, you know? But we're seeing it. I'm happy anytime a big man gets to line up in the backfield. But, you know, the main question here is, could Trey Lance give you the same performance throughout the last two games that Jimmy G did in order to get them to where they're at now?
Yes.
Yeah, you still believe so, Sam? You think Trey Lance would have been able to do that?
Maybe not as quickly or as efficiently, but yeah.
Okay, so you guys are both passed. I thought there was a smash. I thought, you know, they could have used that, just kept Jimmy G and done something else. All right, let's move on to some more lighthearted fair stuff, right? So I wanted to talk about this last week, but now that the prices went up on Netflix, Smash or Pass? It's $20 for the premium now, man.
I think I'm passing.
I didn't even know.
I think I'm going to binge watch Ozarks and roll out.
Okay, man, you didn't really give that a second thought. You're just like, man, it's $20 now for the premium.
That's $20 a month. That's a lot of money. We started at 10. we started under 10.
We started at what, $6.99?
Yeah, we started under 10. Now we're up to 20.
Remember when Hulu was free and all you had to do was have an account?
That's it.
And watch some ads. Yeah.
That's it. Like you would like that was your punishment. That wasn't your punishment, that was your I guess the caveat of getting free stuff is you had to watch their ads.
Totally understandable. They had to make money, right? But somehow. It wasn't coming from me, necessarily. But all right. Well, Sam, you heard the news for the first time, I guess. Now that it's $20 a month for the premium package, you smashing or passing on Netflix?
I mean, I'm going to keep smashing just because I'm not going to bail on it now. Like, I'm too deep in Netflix, dude. I got my whole list made up. I know what I'm trying to watch. I know what I like to watch. You know, it knows what I like to watch. It's the reason that I find half the shows I do watch.
How good is it on the recommendations for you?
It's pretty solid most of the time.
It does have some good original content.
Big time. Well, I mean, that's the thing too. Like, I haven't even seen half the original content that they have. I still need to watch The Witcher. I still need to watch Daredevil.
Witcher's so good.
Oh, Daredevil's good. Yeah.
But I'm still smashing. I am not ditching
my
account.
I'm gonna pass, and I'm gonna try and throw in on somebody's account.
But you know what you really should be watching, Sam, which will lead to my next question. Now that you're still smashing on Netflix, is Smash or Pass? Cobra Kai is the best reboot of a series going on right now.
Is it a reboot though?
I think it's a reboot of the Karate Kid, or
it's a sequel. Like it's like a continuation.
Yeah. Like how would you describe it then?
I would,
because whatever it is, it's kind of brought the nostalgia boom back.
Oh, it's definitely nostalgia. I would say spinoff.
You want to say spinoff?
Because I would say spinoff of Karate Kid.
So.
Like,
yeah, I mean, but...
Because it's its own story.
But it's a continuation from the same exact story. Like, all those things are linear. Because all...
No,
all
yeah,
because
It all ties in. It just deals... It deals with three or four of the same characters. But it does have its own dichotomy of other characters as well. Like, it's planting a seed. So that's why I thought it was a spinoff. But I would say it's really good. I haven't seen season four yet, but I hear Terry Silva comes back.
Yes. So. Yes, he does. Dude, it's amazing. You got to watch it. And texters out there on the Specs text line, you can chime in 512-337-3776.
I would love to see Terry Silver and Johnny Lawrence go at it.
No, you do. You need to see it.
Like I don't Johnny wanna... Lawrence is probably my favorite fictional character right now.
Totally understand.
Really? Wow.
Dude, he loves the 80s. Like, he can't get out of the 80s. Who else can't get out of the 80s?
I don't know. Maybe when Mr. Adam Wagner.
I don't know. I feel like I'm there half the time.
There's nothing wrong with that. The music is great.
Thank you. It is. I will argue that the 80s has the best decade of music.
Oh, you know, song per song. Yeah, easily. Like the really good stuff.
Synth-pop,
amazing.
Oh my God! Just I call it the cocaine music. Not because I've done it. I'm just saying.
You're
like,
not
that's,
off by much. I'm not gonna lie. You're pretty dead on
you
with that.
You could be my lucky star.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you already got me going. You know, but we're talking about reboots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but how do you feel about Cobra Kai? You smash your pass on Cobra Kai.
I love. I don't know if I can say it's the best show on Netflix right now because okay. They do have. Maybe that's why they're bumping up $20 a month. They do have some really good OG content,
and they're making it themselves. Yeah,
and just I don't know, man. $20. That is a lot of money, man.
What do you say, Sam?
I'm a smash. I really like Cobra Kai a lot. I'm in the same boat as Wags. I haven't seen the most recent. I think I stopped at like season two.
Oh,
because I watched season one when it was still a YouTube Red show.
Yeah, that's
before
when I first watched it.
Yeah, before it was Netflix, and then Netflix had season two. And that was when I kind of fell off because I was waiting and then I forgot about it. And
get back into it, man. Just get back into it. That's all I'm saying. You're not wasting your time. You're going to love it.
I like it.
Okay, but we talked about reboots there for a second. So I just saw this. So apparently they want to bring back Quantum Leap. Now, I don't know anything with the premise or if it's going to follow the old script or what. But are you smashing or passing on a possible reboot of Quantum Leap? And remember, the guy that played Al is no longer alive, so no cameos from him.
But Sam Beckett is, bro.
I know.
And he's been leaping. Dude, they better just keep it going. Oh, this is my favorite show. I'm sorry I got hype. I didn't mean to stomp on you, Wags. I got too excited.
No,
bro.
It's okay. Fun. That's
so
fun.
You're smashing on this, then?
I'm
Sam?
Hard smashing on this, bro.
Okay.
See, no, I'm
boys, kind of torn, personally.
I am torn because I don't know if I can do it without Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, as Al. Like, I mean,
because he's so important.
He was so good. He was so good. And Sam's great. Like, Sam Beckett's a fantastic character.
Yeah, I love Sam Bakula. Yeah.
But you need Al.
Well, see, that's why, like, I'm saying, bro. If you do it as a continuation, right, and you say that Sam, because at the end of the series, right, he doesn't make it home. He keeps on jumping and jumping and jumping, right?
Right.
So if you say that since he's been jumping all this time, he hasn't aged, or maybe he's, like, had a slowed age process, you get the new scientists in there, bro. They got all kinds of newfangled, even more future tech ways to try and bring him back that they always mess up to. Like,
well, how about this? How about we bring Sam back, and then Sam goes through a season of explanations and catching up and everything, and then takes the role of Al, and then we get a new.
But how does he leap home, bro?
The new scientists bring him back, dude. The new scientists bring him back, and then we say, hey, you know what? Your body's gone through so much stuff right now. You need to decompress. You need some R&R.
Well, that's the thing, too, that I feel like they never touch on. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you on break. We got a break.
Okay. Let's take it. I'll come back and explain why that will actually work out.
Okay. I'm on the fence about that. I can't give you. I'm abstaining from smash and pass on this one.
Ooh. I'm abstaining. That's tough.
This has got a lot of emotion. Between this and Baywatch and Silk Stockings, these were the three shows that I watched on.
Thank you, USA Network. Yes. Terrific executives out there.
So, I'm just saying.
Look, we've got to touch on this. I don't want to take up any of your time on your show because I know you got important stuff to talk about. But we got to touch on this after the break.
We will. All right. Don't go nowhere. It's the Wag and Wire. 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Streaming on the other side. Or streaming on Hornet.com.